we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
This is Dr. Stan, and we hope to have Sam with us this morning to tell us his incredible story, and hopefully we'll have him here very, very shortly. Under any circumstances, I thought maybe I'd just start out talking about Hugo Chavez. Now, I read the newspapers like everybody else does, and of course everybody knows that Chavez was an evil man, a communist, and he was working against America, and he was criticizing America, and he was working with our enemies. And of course, he recently died, as you know. And we see these pictures of Venezuela. And as far as you can see, there are people, hundreds of thousands of people, mourning his death. And they have pictures of women weeping. And so why are all these people so upset about the death of this evil man? Or is it just possible that everything we have heard about Hugo Chavez is a lie created by the controlled media? And basically, our perception of Hugo Chavez has very little to do with the true reality of this. Well, one of the most astute observers we have in this country is Paul Craig Roberts. He was formerly Assistant Secretary of Treasury during the Reagan administration. He writes regular columns, and you can pull this down off the Internet if you'd like. Just go up on the Internet and type in Paul Craig Roberts and Hugo Chavez, his recent article there, and you can pull it down. But here's what Paul Craig Roberts says. Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela and world leader against imperialism, died. Washington imperialists and the media and the think tank whores especially were gleeful, and they had sighs of relief, as did the brainwashed U.S. population, because they believe an enemy of America is gone. But was Chavez an enemy of America? Chavez wasn't an enemy of America. He was an enemy of the people in Washington, D.C., who control our country and who basically are utilizing the financial and military power of the United States to establish a world dictatorship. And suddenly you go and basically, you know, what we're doing is we're financing ruthless dictators throughout the world. Why are we financing and supporting the Saudi king, a ruthless, tyrannical dictator who cuts off people's hands and feet and beheads people routinely? Over there, we never talk about the atrocities in Saudi Arabia against the people. Why don't we talk about it? Because the media is controlled, and because so the Sauds are our allies, and of course, our people, our leaders, make a great deal of money off the oil in Saudi Arabia. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're financing and doing everything we can to maintain the ruthless communist dictator in China. We installed it back in 1949. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. And certainly we have kept the communists in power over there in Russia. Who do you think drill the oil wells and the gas wells for the communist government in Russia? And it's still a communist government. The KGB just called their changed their name, and now they call them the oligarchy, but they're exactly the same people. And we're financing and keeping dictators in power. That's why we're sending our troops to 35 nations of Africa to install dictators. Oh, they'll have votes. They'll have democratic votes. But, ladies and gentlemen, they've rigged the election in Africa just like they rigged them here in the United States. So they don't have the electronic voting machines. But let me go on, Sidney, talking and reading for me the article by Sidney Paul Craig Roberts on Hugo Chavez. And here's what he says. And he points out that Sidney Hugo Chavez was against Washington, but he wasn't against America. And I quote, "Washington is not America. Washington is Satan's hometown. Chavez was a friend of the truth and justice. And this made him extremely unpopular throughout the Western world, where every political leader regards truth and justice as a dire threat. Chavez was a world leader. Unlike U.S. politicians, Chavez was respected throughout the non-Western world. He was awarded honorary doctorates from China, Russia, Brazil, and other countries, but not from Harvard, from Yale, or Harvard, Cambridge, or Oxford. Chavez was a miracle. He was a miracle because he didn't sell out to the United States and the Venezuelan elite. Had he sold out, Chavez would have become very rich from the oil revenues, like the Saudi royal family, and he would have been honored by the United States in the way that Washington honors all its puppets. With visits to the White House, he could have become a dictator for life as long as he served Washington. Each of the Washington puppets from Asia to Europe and the Middle East certainly awaits invitations that demonstrate that Washington appreciates of their servitude to the global imperialistic power that still occupies Japan and Germany 68 years after World War II and South Korea 60 years after the end of the Korean War, and has placed troops and military bases in a large number of other sovereign countries. Did you ever wonder why we still have our troops in Germany 65 years after the Second World War ended? Why we still have our troops in Japan 65 years after the Second World War ended? Why? Because we occupy those countries. We control them, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly Japan is the third largest economy in the world. Germany is the fourth largest economy in the world. Our troops are there. And when you occupy a nation, you determine the political policies of that nation. And, of course, the political policy of Germany today is the European Union creating United States of Europe under the control of the Trilateral Commission. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to get our guest this morning. So our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Is it possible that Hugo Chavez was really a man of the people, was trying to improve the lot of the people of Venezuela, who he refused to sell out to the elite that runs Venezuela? And I would like to suggest this article is well worthwhile reading. And I just, as I say, I puzzled. Why were hundreds of thousands of people mourning the death of Hugo Chavez when he was such an evil man? Or was he an evil man? Was he really a man of the people who was trying to improve the lot of the people there, who was not a communist at all, as we're told, but certainly actually was trying to overcome the control of a small elite group over this nation? And basically, this is the way that most nations are run today. Here in the United States, we have a handful of people. They belong to the Trilateral Commission. Every president and or vice president of the United States came from the 80 members of that organization. Back in a moment, give us 8-7-5-5-2-4.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Thing you'd like to talk about, why give us a call, but here he is. Who do we have?
Sheriff Christopher, Sussex County, Delaware.
Oh, well, thank you so very much for being with us. Well, we have our guest now, Sheriff Jeff Christopher. And Sheriff Christopher from Delaware has an amazing story to tell. He's from Sussex County back there. Sheriff, could you explain to our listeners what has happened to the office of the sheriff in the state of Delaware, and of course the implications of this, and of course how this, I believe, certainly is sort of a trial for doing away with the conventional structure of our police force, and of course replacing local police with state police. Go right ahead.
Yes, I ran for sheriff in 2010 here in Delaware, and I saw the role being diminished as far as the use of the sheriff, except for the purposes of raking money in for the county. Now, traditionally and common law-wise, the sheriff across this country, the jurisprudence and the universal jurisprudence is the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county. And that's not for the purposes of convenience to the sovereign or the people of the county, but for the purposes of their protection. Everyone knows that the first role of government is to protect the people. And, of course, when it refers to protection, it also directly refers to their constitutional rights. And that's that covers their liberties and freedoms. And if anyone's alive and well and has a pulse these days, there's no question as to what type of government we're seeing out of Washington, D.C. and many of the states with regards to encroachment upon those rights. The Second Amendment issue is one of them. Property rights is another. There's all kinds of issues going on with regards to those encroachments. And one of the roles of the sheriff, now most people relate the sheriff to the law enforcement role only in the county, but as we go and as we go through the days here and the months and the coming years, people are finding out that there's a different role to the sheriff, and that role is also that of the interposition role, which he basically being a part of the executive balance of powers at the county level, he's a state officer in most of the states. But because he's sworn in by and empowered by the state constitutions in those respective states, as it is in Delaware. And it says in Delaware that he shall be the conservator of the peace. The argument I'm getting from the state of Delaware, well, basically what they're doing is they're pitting the sheriff's office against the state police. The state police currently are contracted by my county, Sussex County, which is in the lower portion of Delaware. We only have the three counties. And the state police are being contracted as the county police. Now,
Could I explain to our listeners what's happened in Delaware? Basically, they passed a law at the state level saying that no longer could the sheriff arrest people. He couldn't do anything. He was just to be a figurehead. And, of course, then the state police were to replace the sheriff and his deputies. Why would they do that? Well, of course, what they wanted, basically, is a police state run by the state and to do away with the local sheriff who represents the people. And, of course, they have been able to take over the legislature there in Delaware. They passed a law in violation of their own constitution, which restricted not only Sheriff Christopher, but all the sheriffs in Delaware from being able to arrest anybody. What sort of madness is that? Go right ahead, Sheriff.
Well, just as you said, it's we're moving closer and closer to a police state. And I've had it put to me, what can a sheriff do that's so important and so much as my constitutional rights? Well, up until now, we've never really had such a tyrannical, pushy government as we've had in the last 4 or 5, 8 years, maybe. The rights are disappearing. The constitutional freedoms are disappearing little by little. Some people call it incrementalization. It's little bits at a time so that people don't notice it. But when you start to look back at this and you start to see how your rights have diminished and disappeared, and that's every aspect of the Bill of Rights, the freedom of press, the freedom of speech, property rights, anything with regard to the 10th Amendment's being challenged now as to who has to say so, whether the federal government oversees the states and or whether the states have a right to set the laws as they desire in their own borders. But when you look at this, people ask themselves, what can a sheriff do? Well, that's exactly why the Founding Fathers and the creation of this country put elected sheriffs at the county level so they are the last line of defense against these tyrannical moves. And some other people will say, well, I haven't seen the sheriff taking those roles. Well, that's exactly what we're doing right now with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. These measures have been laid out there to instruct the sheriffs as to what their interpositionary role is, not just being the chief law enforcement officer of the county or the county police or the county law enforcement entity that exists. People are used to seeing that. But when it comes to the federal government or state government coming in and removing their rights, such as the eminent domain thing, some people can relate to that, where a government has the right to say what's good, what's not good for you. You take a look at this situation in New York, where the mayor in New York was going to limit the amount of ounces that could be in a drink distributed to people. I tell you, I'm not blind. I can see it. I can understand what the government's trying to do, and that is to take away the rights of the people, which basically reduces what America was founded on and what we stand for as Americans. We are a free nation. And if we allow this, this is going to continue to encroach further and further into our lives, and probably the next generation, beyond the one that's standing on the earth right now, will be back to that level of slavery that we all abhor. Nobody wants to be a slave, but that's exactly what they're pushing, the control that the government wants to have over the people. And at the county level, which is the most active in the electoral process, and the Founding Fathers knew that, they placed an elected sheriff, a law enforcement officer, by the way, who's armed and has the power of the Constitution. Remember, a sheriff is not appointed in most cases. Some states have been diminished to that appointment level, and that means that they are controlled by some other embodiment of government or some other level of government. But and let me warn your listeners that the sheriff is not just another level of government that costs the taxpayers dollars. He is, again, the last stand that they have to protect their constitutional rights against another level of government. It is said that the Founding Fathers made cliches that say, you know, beware of the foreign governments, but also beware of the foreign or domestic threats that you have to your liberties. And that's exactly what they were talking about. And the interpositionary role of the sheriff does just that. He protects you against those kinds of threats that you pick up and read in the newspaper today in 2013. You're seeing it every day. Some elitist somewhere wants to take away some freedom that you have already and that you enjoy as an American. And the sheriffs are there to stand against that. Now, educating the sheriff has been a role and it's been a challenge, and that's what the CSPOA is about. Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Arpaio, and many other sheriffs have gotten on board with the idea of what their interpositionary role is and how it's described. We're just trying to implement that into these newly found challenges that are coming from Washington, D.C.
Now, basically, the legislature of the state of Delaware voted to take away the sheriff's power because basically somebody had bought positions for a lot of those politicians. All you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is put up enough money and you can get anybody elected. I saw this in my local community where I was the chairman of the local Republican Party, and basically somebody put up $50,000 to get rid of me, and they ran ads in the paper saying, vote for the true conservatives, and they had this a slate of liberals they were running, and they set out, you know, repeated mailings and put out $50,000 because they wanted to get rid of me as the head of the Republican Party, part of the opposition to the establishment. And they put out millions of dollars in California to take over the Republican Party. They did. Well, they're in Delaware. They got their people into the state legislature, and the state legislature voted in violation of the state constitution to do away with the office of sheriff. Now, Sheriff Christopher, you are challenging this legislation, aren't you, on the basis of the state constitution? If they want to change the constitution, don't they have to amend it?
That is correct. The state legislatures do not have the format, nor do they have the permission, nor do they have the right to change just because they desire to anything that's constitutionally enumerated. And it's established in the Delaware Constitution that the sheriff shall be the conservator of the peace. And the most ridiculous thing that they are doing with this is they're saying that the definition of conservator of the peace doesn't mean an enforcement officer. And it's ironic that they say that because in the title, in the Delaware Code, which is the Delaware state law, created by the very legislature who tried to do away with the sheriff with this bill last year. That's House Bill 325, by the way. You can look it up on the Delaware legislative website. But when they did that, they created the state police in 1935. The wording in that chapter says that the Delaware State Police shall be the conservator of the peace, and they shall have police powers like the sheriff, constables, and other police officers that were already in the state. So they recognized the authority of the sheriff. They borrowed the terminology that was granted the sheriff in the state constitution as to what his powers were, which were broad in spectrum. And, of course, when you say conservator of the peace, his design out in the community is to protect the people, just as government's role is, number one role, is to protect the people. But as the conservator of the peace, you can look at it, and today's modern reference to that is peace officer. Now, also, most people are familiar with the acronym COP, which spells cop. That's exactly where conservator of the peace gets that, or COP comes from, is the conservator of the peace is conserve of peace. COP, the acronym, is recognized throughout the entire country. If I say to someone tomorrow, look over there to see that cop, their eyes are going to recognize exactly what that particular entity is and what he does without an explanation. But their argument is there's no explanation of conservator of the peace in the Constitution, which is ridiculous because they didn't need to define it for the people back then. People knew who it was and what it was, what it represented. And their arguments are frivolous as far as I'm concerned, but we are in Superior Court right now. In fact, we had the opening arguments in the hearing last Friday, and the judge made the comment that we are a nation, and I quote, we are a nation of 50 nations, and Delaware is a nation, he said. Now, it sounded at first like he was recognizing the 10th Amendment, but in fact, he was diminishing that very thing because he said that he is going to rule in this case based on Delaware law. And if that's the case, he will not borrow common law, which is the precedence that set the office of sheriff up in this country, what is universally practiced in this country as far as the office of sheriff and its power. And what it comes down to is the power of the people. They basically give the power to the sheriff in order to protect him. In other words, they elect him to protect him, just like they elect a senator to represent them in the legislative sessions. So no different with the sheriff. They elect the sheriff to protect them because he's part of the executive branch of government. And so you have this bill that was written by legislators and so-called conservative legislators voted for it here in Delaware. I think they're walking along blindly and trying to feel their way because they have no idea what's constitutional and what isn't. And what it's going to take is people themselves recognizing that the Constitution is being diminished on a daily basis. And if we don't get involved and start calling our representatives and demanding from the bottom up, going to Washington, D.C. and marching on Washington, D.C. is not going to change anything. We have to go to our local representatives because oftentimes they are familiar with us. They know us by family or at least by face. And they answer directly to us. And if we don't demand at that level and push this up, liberals and Democrats...
Hold the thought, Sheriff. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 4/1. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I believe we're heading towards a dictatorship. I mean, after all, the Department of Homeland Security has recently bought 7,700 assault rifles. Why would the Department of Homeland Security need 7,700 assault rifles? That's what they call them, and they say that the public doesn't need assault rifles, but the government does need assault rifles. And, of course, we also see that they bought some submachine guns. They certainly bought 1,600,000 rounds of ammunition. They've actually bought 2,700 armored personnel carriers. They purchased these cardboard targets. They were made in the form of a little boy holding a gun or a pregnant woman holding a gun, and government officials ought to target practice on those. This is not imaginary. This is real. Why would they do that unless they were planning on a police state here in America? Why do we need a massive federal police force? And yet that's exactly what the Department of Homeland Security is doing. We've got Sheriff Christopher with us. Sheriff Christopher, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. And what I was saying in the last segment was the fact that if people need to understand this, what they need to do is research a little bit on what the role of the sheriff is and what it should be. Now, I'll grant you that a lot of sheriffs don't know when they're elected what that particular challenge would be, especially in these trying times. But it doesn't take much common sense from anyone who does a little bit of research to realize what is happening. You were mentioning the ammo and the guns that are being collected by the federal government. Well, all you have to do is just have half a brain, and you can see what's going on here is the government is trying to remove the ability of people to obtain these things to protect themselves. The reason that the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment is that the Founding Fathers saw how important it is to push the ability to protect ourselves to the second place of our rights that are underscored and written to teach people in the United States that our sovereignty is something to be protected. And if we don't protect it against those domestic enemies, which we're seeing today, we deserve what we get. And they'll hand it out because we have no way of protecting ourselves.
Well, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling in. Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan. This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Sheriff Christopher for his knowledge base on what his position really is and what the law of the land is. And I had another question that's a little off base, but I want to know where you were reading from that article in Chavez at the beginning of the program. Where can I get that?
You can find that on Alex Jones today. Go to
okay.
Alex Jones' website. You'll find it there at the very beginning. Okay?
Yeah, thanks, thanks, Sheriff Christopher. I wish we had a guy like you in our county.
Thank you. Thank you. You can make it happen. Goodbye. You just got to get the people together and hold these sheriffs accountable that are refusing to stand up.
Well, Sheriff,
right,
first of all, why don't you get out your address so people or email so people, if they'd like to help you financially, because you're bringing a lawsuit against the legislature, and let's hope you can get an honest judge who will judge this on the basis of the Constitution rather than what's expedient and the legislation that has been enacted. And basically, first of all, how can people get in touch with you and contribute to your effort to take this case to court?
Well, they can go on the website CSPOA, which stands for Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Just remember CSPOA.org. They will see the SOS block pertaining to the Delaware Challenge. We basically have been put up front as far as the challenges of the sheriffs because nowhere in the history, ever in the history of the United States, has any sitting legislative body created a bill that actually says the sheriff doesn't have powers of arrest, because what they're really talking about is the people, saying that the people don't have any power. So if we need to fight this because it's going to spread across this country if we don't do something about it now. CSPOA has been helping us. The organization that was founded a few years ago by Sheriff Mack, who challenged the federal government in 1994, 95, 96, and 97 with regard to the Second Amendment as well. And he pushed back the Brady Bill from being in Graham County, Arizona. So if they would do that and donate a few dollars to help us, and if we can get all freedom-minded people to do the same, we would certainly be able to, and it's all right there, the button, the press, PayPal, whatever you is convenient for you to use. Send us what you think you can. Help us out to fight this. We have a body of five attorneys looking at this. They're all constitutionally minded. Keep in mind, too, folks, that I had to go out of state to get an attorney because Delaware's so small. When they heard who I was challenging and suing, which is Beau Biden, is the son of Joe Biden, vice president, is our attorney general here, and he is the one who basically began this whole mission for me when he wrote or had his solicitor write that the sheriff doesn't have any powers of arrest.
And, well, basically, what is the attitude of the people there in Delaware? Are you getting a fair shake from the media, or is it controlled there like it is every other place? So the people
it's like every other place. It's a very liberal-minded media. Now I've noticed in this last 6 months a little bit of it has started to turn because the attitude of the people are changing, and I think people are starting to finally wake up and realize that, hey, you know, something's happening here. It's just like anything else. Before you realize the there's a leak in the tub, you know, the water's all the way down. People are starting to respond to that, and I think that's a good thing because it's about their sovereignty. It really is. I'm here because God put me here. I have a mission that he wants me to accomplish. It's not for myself. It has nothing to do with the ego of Jeff Christopher. I'd rather just go fishing if I could. But what I want to do is fulfill this mission and to protect a sovereignty that's under threat and has been largely chiseled open to leave it vulnerable to those governments who would attack it. And again, that affects directly the people of this county and then further of the state. And then once that's picked up, the idealism as to how Delaware did it and how Delaware diminished its sheriff's office and the protection of the people, it'll go from state to state to state and start, especially here in the Northeast. But it won't be long. 8-10 years, it'll be out west, and the challenges will be there. In fact, I'm hearing it in California right now with regard to the feds against the sheriff. So Utah, Colorado. Colorado, I think, just recently had a threat to their salaries, the sheriffs did there, and if they stood up and defended the Second Amendment rights of the people, the I think the legislatures were threatening to reduce their salaries, which
Absolutely.
Is what they've done here in Delaware already.
At least they were going to keep them from getting a raise. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get organized, and you've got to throw your state legislature out if they're going along with these programs. And only you can do that. You have to get organized locally. You have to tell the legislators what to do. And if they won't do it, then you replace them, and you get somebody to run in their place. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Moving towards the dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. Care about freedom. Really care.
CENTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from CENTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. CENTAS, the uniformed people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, everything is in place. Every American gets a number when they're born. Certainly, the cameras are every place. The cameras are on street corners, and they have facial recognition, so that basically you walk down the street, by the miracle of computer, they know exactly who you are. Of course, we're told this is all about terrorists. This is about crime. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is about control. Basically, everything you buy with a charge card, with a Visa card, with a grocery card, a permanent record is kept of that. They know everything you buy, whether you buy ammunition, whether you buy food, what sort of food you want. Basically, they have their drones, 30,000 of them will be in the air by within a year or so. And, of course, they've already said, we're not going to kill any American citizens who's a non-combatant. But they never actually mentioned what a combatant is. They killed an American citizen in Yemen who basically, he didn't take up arms against America. He was critical of American policy. And then they killed his innocent 16-year-old son. 2 weeks later, that's murder, ladies and gentlemen. But of course, he was considered, well, they consider him a combatant because his father was a combatant. Well, they don't define what a combatant is. Is that somebody who's critical of the current administration? Basically, they have a Project Echelon. They can listen to every telephone call. Made in America has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing it 20 years before we had the attack on 9-1-1. Basically, they have the GPS. They can monitor exactly where your car is. These things are not happening by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you out there to know. Sheriff, basically, are the other sheriffs helping you at all in your effort? There are three sheriffs there and three counties in Delaware, three sheriffs. Are the other sheriffs going along with this, or are they taking a stand with you?
They're not taking a stand. The other two sheriffs have basically looked at this situation, and they see this job basically as a retirement job. They do not understand the interpositionary role, or if they do, they simply refuse to take that role on behalf of the people. They forget that the people elected them to do a job, and to protect the people is, again, the first role of the government. And they simply want to go along with what the counties have established here as of late, to have the sheriff be the money cash cow, if you will, under mortgage foreclosure or what have you, to rake the money in for the county. And they don't see it the other way. Now, they both are, like me, they're retired from police service. And there's a transition. When you come from policing to being a sheriff, you know, there's a lot of like and a lot of standards that are almost identical as far as the job task itself. And in fact, the qualifications, when people ask you when you're running for sheriff, you know, what qualifies you to do this? And of course, you give them your police experience. But ironically, the state says, well, you know, this is not a police agency and it doesn't have anything to do with law enforcement. Why the people would ask you what qualifies you and then be satisfied on the fact that you've given them your resume in policing, and they elect you, then they put the confidence in you to do the job. They simply will not help me. These guys, these other two guys are just taken. I believe they drank Kool-Aid, if you will, and they don't understand the role enough to apply it.
Well, I think that's, so you're already on your own here, but I think that's why I hope our listeners out there will support you. Now, certainly we're not hearing a lot about this across the country. I mean, basically, somebody had
called and suggested I get in touch with you. The only reason I was able to get in touch with you. Are you getting any national coverage on this effort to do away with the office of the local sheriff who represents the people against the government?
We are trying to get this out, thanks to stations like yours and shows like yourself, to get this out so that people can understand what this threat really is. The meat and potatoes of this threat is the people and their sovereignty. But no, we're not getting a lot of help with it. It's being talked about. I think the Glenn Beck show was speaking of, and it at least threw something out there in the way of assisting sheriffs and what have you. And no one's been in touch with me from that show. If they're truly searching to help what's going on to preserve the office of sheriff, and let me say this, National Sheriff's Association, their mission statement says they're there to preserve the office of sheriff. Yet they've built in, just like the government does, they've built in so many regulations and mandates that it simply takes the power of their mission completely away from them. And they, too, turned me away when I asked them to help me, even though it's just the one office of sheriff here in Delaware and the other two refused to stand up. You would think that if the diminishment of the office of sheriff is happening by fiat or by some corruptive measure, then the NSA would get involved in it, recognizing so that it is a takeover and a movement, if you will, towards the police state. I just don't understand why we can't apply the basic logic and say what is happening here and discover what is happening and go ahead and move against those factions that are against the role of the sheriff. And it all comes down to this. It's about the people. And if it's not about the people anymore, it's about the government. And we all know that the government was founded for the purposes of protecting the people and serving the people. And now it's turning itself upside down, and the people are becoming subservient to the government now in this, what we call United States. So,
well, I think the reason that the Sheriff's Association won't do anything, I think like most of the organizations, the conservative organizations, the liberal organizations, the Christian organizations, the political organizations, they've all been infiltrated, and I know so many of the leading conservative organizations, and I know that there are people planted in those. This why? Why do you think that James Dobson left Focus on the Family? I talked to him. I explained to him his organization had been taken over, and wasn't too long after that he went off on his own, gave up this $100 million a year organization Focus on the Family had put together. Because, of course, that organization was infiltrated by people who had a different agenda than James Dobson did. So this is universal with almost all of the organizations. And obviously, when the national associations that made up to protect the sheriffs won't back Sheriff Christopher, you know that there's real problems. Sheriff Christopher, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Yes, I would just like the people to know that they should be aware of what's going on with the Office of Sheriff. Read up on it. Find out what the Office of Sheriff is about. You can read some more information about filings of the Sheriff's Office at amicuscurious.com.
God bless. We're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and I hope you share my concern about what's happening and the move towards a dictatorship in America. And so we are establishing a national police force. President Obama has talked about the necessity of a national police force just as strong as our military. Why would we need it? Oh, to protect us against those wicked terrorists, you know? Osama bin Laden is going to get us, and of course, Osama bin Laden, of course, and this whole thing of terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Watch the Twin Towers come down on television. Notice how the top of the buildings disintegrates day before the rest of the building collapses. Why would the tops of the buildings disintegrate? Because of the explosives in them, ladies and gentlemen. That's why suddenly all of the furniture in the buildings disintegrated. That's what the clouds of smoke were. The pulverized cement from the explosions. And where did the explosions come from? Why, ladies and gentlemen, those were controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down. Watch the center of the roof collapse first so that the walls would fall inwards and they take out the base of the building. A typical controlled demolition. The whole war on terrorism is exactly the same thing. That's why we're not having any explosions at our, at our fairs, in our malls, certainly in our football and baseball games, where they could kill dozens of people with a knapsack full of explosives, and is not occurring because there is no terrorist threat here in America. It's all contrived. And they can find some foolish Muslims who can be talked into going along with the plot. But almost every one of the people who's been sent to prison has been sent to prison because of an FBI informant who talked the people into going along with a plot against America. Not that I have any sympathy for the people who are foolish enough to do that or to take money to be involved with a plot against America. But this whole thing is contrived to justify a police state. Now, if you are out there, the listening audience, you want to know how it all works, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the spiritual force that's energizing what's going on. This is the last week we'll be offering a case of my books for $149.95. You get 64 books, an excellent means of reaching people and hopefully changing their lives as they begin to understand this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. But certainly we this last week, we're going to do the printing, ordering it as of Friday. And if you want to get a case of books, this is your last chance. Probably the last printing that I'm going to do. So if you'd like to get a case of books, call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know what's really going on, you need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. That's Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's a DVD. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. You need to hear my talk on World Revolution, a DVD, where I include my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, a multi-billionaire, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of when we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We installed Fidel Castro. He didn't win the revolution. The people didn't want him. We installed him, just like we installed the communists in China back in 1949 and 1950. The people didn't want the communist government, but we installed them. And just as we installed dictators all throughout the world, And so they were keeping the Saudi kings in power over there. And, of course, we're replacing the government in Syria. Who do you think's financing of this revolution? It takes a lot of money to have a revolution. Who's training? Who's arming? The Syrian rebels that have killed 70,000 civilians? Or we are, ladies and gentlemen. But the media is never going to get to us. Anyway, so our number 1-800-544-97. So, Carl, be with
you. Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?"